When you compete in the biennial Trans-Pacific Yacht Race, you expect everything Mother Nature can throw at you between California and Hawaii. Wind, waves, storms. But when you cross the Diamond Head finish and you can't even get into the harbor because the channel entrance is closed out by 10 to 15 foot surf, well, it's just another typical day at the races. Skipper James McDowell of the Grand Illusion has seen it all. He and his Santa Cruz 70 crew crossed the Diamond Head buoy around 3 yesterday morning and had to wait offshore until dawn. It was just too dangerous to come in through the dark. Skipper McDowell joins us by phone this morning. Aloha and provisional congratulations, may I say, to you and your crew for being provisionally in first class and overall for the winter, but we have to wait till Friday to find out how that provision comes through.
Yes, thank you very much.
I guess the one question is, a lot of people watching this, see provisional. The racing itself has so many different layers of rules and provisions that it's kind of hard for somebody who's not in the know to figure out. Is there some way you could explain how they come up with the various formulations?
Right. Well, the basic overall corrected time race that we're in is based on a handicap. And the handicap takes into account the fact that some boats like Celerity, old wooden boats, are in the race, as well as boats like Wild Oats, which is maybe the top ocean racing boat in the world today. In order to have a fair race between boats of such broad design and characteristics, they introduced a handicapping rule a long time ago, and it's evolved, and it currently uses the ORR measurement rule. So the boats are measured, things like weight, sail area, and correction factors are developed to predict how well the boat would do if everybody sailed well and in the same conditions, to even it out. So in our case, it's provisional because not all the boats have finished, although realistically there aren't any boats on the race course right now that could displace our overall corrected time. Other provisions would be protests or things like that based on the rules, but we don't anticipate any of those. We haven't heard of any of those, and they need to be filed in a timely manner.
Much in the same way as people on the news talk about the alleged perpetrator in many situations, it's just when you do it, you've done it. What was it like in the crossing this year for you?
It was a very unusual transpac, and what I mean by that is that what we do when we race across an ocean is really we're racing through the weather, the wind. That's the key aspect of, since all our propulsion has to be by the wind and waves. So this year, of course, there's been a lot of tropical weather. There's been a very strong El Nino, as many of your listeners may be aware of. Trades have not been as strong as they usually are. And in fact, the high pressure system, the dominant weather pattern of the Pacific, was out of place. It was well north and west of where it usually stays. Because of that, we sailed half the race probably in what we call tropical weather or subtropical weather, in that it was very stormy with a lot of light wind in between the storm. So, yeah, we tried to hook up with the remnants of those two hurricanes and get some wind out of them early in the race.
It was Enrique.
And so we had a lot of stormy weather and rain, some wind and some light spots. And then finally, when we got north to where the high pressure was creating wind, then we had more normal trade wind sailing conditions.
So once you got to the trade wind sailing conditions, you were, what, about two-thirds of the way?
I'd say that's about right.
And then as you're coming across, it's 3 a.m., I'm sure, the radio ahead for the conditions. Was it a surprise that the south shore and the channel were going to be pretty much closed up by the heavy swell?
It's pretty unusual for the Alawai Channel to get closed out, but it's not unheard of. I have a boat here in Hawaii, and we often face conditions going in and out of the channel. But 10 to 15 is very large, and it definitely wouldn't be prudent to do it at night when you can't see and time to set.
So they just said there's no way we're even going to try to escort anybody in.
Right. That was very prudent on the committee's part to not have the escort boats going in and out at night.
And one thing for the person who doesn't really know, what is the definition of a sled?
Right. Well, the sleds, when they were designed in the 80s, were a really, really new kind of sailboat. Up until that time, most boats, or all boats, were what big boats were called displacement boats. They were heavy, they sat in the water, very traditional lines. But this particular race had been held for a long time, and the people that sailed those kind of boats were kind of disappointed in their performance, especially off the wind,
right,
downwind. So some people in Santa Cruz, including people like Bill Lee and others, they started designing these boats purposely with this race in mind and the type of conditions that you would encounter. So these boats were lighter, they were flatter, they were designed to be handled well by a short crew, but still go very fast, that much faster than existing designs in conditions downwind. And so they were called sleds. It was kind of a nickname for them at that time period.
And now they've been redesigned?
The sleds are actually the Weave Sailman. We have a Santa Cruz 70. Some of the other boats were Allen Andrews 68s. Very similar boats. Haven't really changed that much. But they have been modified somewhat, some of the boats with bigger sails, longer poles, and deeper keels. Ours is pretty much stock.
Well, for the stock racer, it looks like it's provisionally pretty good. I don't want to jinx you, but I want to thank you very much for being with us and offer you once again provisional congratulations.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay, aloha. Hawaii skipper James McDowell on his boat Grand Illusion. Provisional winners, first and first overall. So they're looking for that cup provisionally by Friday. And he and his crew crossed the Diamond Head Buoy in the early morning hours Monday. Go to hbr2.org for more information.